Okay, so we'll begin today with just a minute or so of mindfulness with the bell. Okay, you ready? Okay, would you like to try it? Put your hand out flat and then give it a good dong. Okay, and if you'd like, you can close your eyes. And if it helps to bring your hand to your body where you feel your breath, you can do that. And then just bring attention into what it feels like to breathe. And then when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes and you can put the bell down on the couch. Okay. Today we're going to learn about mindful walking.
Okay.
And last time we did a little bit of mindful standing, and we really brought attention to what it feels like to go slow, in slow motion. Okay, so first we're just going to practice that together. We're just going to come from our sitting position up. We're going to go really, really slow, like we're in super slow motion, and just feel the inside of your body.
Like a turtle.
Like a turtle. And just notice what it feels like to stand up really slow. See where you feel it in your muscles. See if you feel your feet on the ground, okay? All right, we'll demonstrate, and you can do it along with us
right.
If you'd like.
Stick.
Okay. I'll go. Go really slow, Grace. Okay. Really slow. And just kind of notice where you feel that. And then we're going to sit down really
knees
slow
legs.
Again.
Knees and legs.
You felt it in your knees and legs. Okay.
Oh, wait.
Very slow, yeah. Okay. Okay, so what did you notice when you stood up and sat down really slow?
I felt my
fingers on my legs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She said she felt her feet ground, I think, in her fingers on her legs. And you said you felt it in your legs. And I noticed you just sat right back down really fast. And Nishan, you were ready to get up and get down fast too, right?
I sat down like this, but and then I got back up and did it slow.
Yeah. Sometimes when we're tired, like when I stood up, my legs were pretty tired. I probably could have sat down pretty fast too. Okay, so now what we're gonna do is walk mindfully.
Sit up here.
Pay attention. Okay. Sit, just stay sitting. Okay. So we're gonna stand up really slowly again, and then we're gonna take one small step forward. And then another one, and then another one. So three really small, slow steps forward. Just notice what that feels
ready,
like.
Ready, set, go.
You ready? Okay, go really slow. Okay. And you can. One. Two. See if you notice your feet on the ground. And then when you stop, let's just take one mindful breath here when we stop. And then you can turn around really slowly. Take three steps back really slow. Three. Gracie, we're taking three steps slowly back. Okay, so how does that feel to walk slowly and mindfully?
Very turtle.
Like a turtle.
Maybe I'll
put it so you can get the
Was the floor cold? Are your toes on the floor? On the back of your foot, the heel? Did your foot stretch out?
When do you think it could be helpful for us to slow down and walk mindfully? What do you think?
What did you say?
When or why could it be helpful for us to slow down and walk mindfully?
When you're angry or sad.
Sure. Why would it be helpful then?
Because when you're angry, you just gotta slow down.
Slow down. Sometimes it helps to slow down when you're angry. But what if you just feel like you just gotta move? Then what?
You move.
You can still move mindfully, even if you're going fast. So let's try that. We'll stand up slow, and then we can take 3 quick steps and then 3 slow steps. And just notice what it feels like, the difference between taking really fast steps and slow steps.
There.
Okay. Okay. And then slow. Go slow.
Slow, little girl. Now we're doing eating.
And if you want to, you can do it again. You can go fast.
No can do.
And then slow.
No can do. No can do.
There you go.
You know what? For me, I want something like that.
Mr. Crittling, here she said, can you say that again?
When I want something like that, more parts of my foot.
Yeah, more parts of your foot. I noticed that walking quickly felt kind of more what I'm used to. I felt my feet on the ground, but yeah, I didn't feel really distinctly in my legs. And when I was walking slowly, I noticed more, too. How about you?
I felt when I was going fast, I felt kind of like I wanted to get down. I wanted to sit back down. When I was going slow, I just felt really tired, and I wanted to just sit down slowly.
Okay. So, it can be helpful for us, like, if we're feeling upset, sometimes mindful walking can be helpful, whether we're going fast or slow. It might also help us to slow down and be mindful if we're in a new setting. Maybe we're outside in a forest, or we're just kind of getting used to our environment, a new place. That can be helpful, too. Anywhere else or any other experience that you think it could be helpful for? Let me think. It would be cover most of it. Maybe we covered most of it. Okay.
What did you say?
I said, is there any other situation that might be helpful to use mindful walking? Or be mindful of our walking?
When you're scared?
When you're scared, yeah.
When you're constipated?
Sure, okay. I was thinking like if there's things on the ground, you know, the toys are all over the floor or something like that. Or if you're on the stairs or you're climbing, you know, when you're moving your body in another way. There you go. All right, we're going to move on to the next part, which you're probably both looking forward to, the mindful eating.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
So we can be mindful of anything. breathing. We can be mindful of our bodies and our breath and walking. And sometimes when we're doing the mindful eating, we might want to say something and we're going to just slow it down and really notice what happens in our bodies when we eat and before we eat. Okay. Gracie, hold on just a minute. So when we're being mindful, we're just really paying attention to how we feel and what we notice as we go along. And you don't have to say anything out loud until I ask you to. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So when, here we go. I want you to just notice you've got a grape there, right? Nisha? Yeah? Okay. So when you're done with that grape, let me know. When he's done with it, he'll let us know. Okay. And we have some chocolate covered raisins over here. You done? Okay. So, all right, let's notice how we feel. So we know we have some chocolate covered raisins over here. Don't do anything with it. Don't put it in your mouth yet. Just notice what happens in your mouth when you think about the food that you have in front of you. So you have a grape there. You've got these raisins here. And we can do this too. I noticed something in my mouth.
I noticed something.
What do you notice with your eyes?
You.
And when you think about the food, and I give you this here. Open your hand. Okay. Put the food in your hand. What do you notice in your hand? You notice the food, but what do you notice? What else? What else? Any feeling in your hand?
Yeah. One thing.
What?
The chocolate.
All right, open your hand.
Two, four, five.
Do you notice anything with your nose or your ears or your mouth?
My mouth.
I can smell it.
A little bit of saliva.
Oh. Yep, I know. I feel like there's saliva in my mouth, my jaw. I can feel a little sensation in my jaw, like like salivation. I want to eat it. I think I want to eat it. Okay, so now we're going to eat it. We're going to eat it very, very slowly. We're going to pick it up. And you might take a whole minute just to finish that grape for this raisin. So bring it to your mouth and just let it touch your lips. Open your mouth and put it on your tongue. Close your mouth. Try not to chew it up yet. Mm-hmm. Just notice how it feels in your mouth and notice what your mouth does with it.
Kicks off the chocolate.
See if you notice if you taste anything yet.
Yes. The chocolate.
And then just begin to chew it one bite at a time. Noticing what happens in your mouth. Chew as slowly as you can.
Done?
Mm-hmm. Okay, you can have another one. Try again.
Okay.
Let's see. Try and notice when you swallow and how far can you feel the food in your body? Like, how far do you feel it go down into your belly? What are you noticing over there with your grapes? What was that like?
Was it different to eat it, sorry? My mouth wanted to go faster than my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't even notice the sound at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Until you mentioned it. I couldn't, I only felt maybe like right here.
Mm-hmm. I noticed my mouth wanted to chew it right up. I just, there was that, like,
you know,
just go in the toilet or the sink and wash it out. It's funny how that process can seem kind of automatic. You know? And it's fine. I mean, I think of how many times I've eaten quite fast in my life, you know? So, yeah, it's quite interesting to eat mindfully and kind of eat each bite on its own slowly. What did you notice?
The chocolate was melting while I was like, when the chocolate was melting, I kind of felt the erasure.
Mm-hmm.
Like now.
Mm-hmm. How was it to eat, like to chew it really slowly? Hard. Hard to chew slowly, yeah. Yeah. Sometimes when I notice I'm eating really fast, I remember to eat mindfully and eat just slower and just kind of savor each bite. And then I feel more relaxed when I'm eating, which is more pleasant for me. So I'm grateful for this activity. Yeah. Let's see. What are some other times that mindful eating, that you could try mindful eating?
Angry. Sad.
Sure.
Constipated.
We're talking about mindful eating now. So when you're eating, like, yeah, maybe okay, at snack time, or breakfast. Or if I notice, oh, go ahead. Or if we're rushing, it's not comfortable rushing, you know, we don't really want to be rushing. Or if we feel like we're getting full, or maybe.
Even when you're really hungry, maybe, because then you tend to eat
less. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you feel like you're really hungry, slowing it down. Slowing it down enough to be able to tell when we're really getting full, you know, getting satisfied with our food. Definitely. Okay. I think that's a good place for us to stop and take a little bit more time with mindfulness with the bell. And I'm wondering, though, do you have any questions today about anything?
Do you have any questions?
Yes, I see you. Yes. No questions?
My question is,
is it about what we learned today?
And, well, that and, well, they're both kind of the same, but.
Okay.
First is, I really like the other people didn't come. And second is, it was really comfortable. When I was mindful walking,
mm-hmm.
eating, and the bell helped a lot.
Okay, thank you. I know. Did you hear that?
She was not comfortable.
She was comfortable when she was mindful walking, and she felt like the bell helped a lot. So not an actual question, but some sharing there. How about for you two?
Do you have any questions?
No? Okay. So maybe between now and the next time, you can try mindful walking or try mindful eating sometime for a couple bites. And it might even be fun just when you do have to or you not have to, but you know, you're eating quickly and you just kind of notice what that feels like. You don't necessarily slow it down, but just notice what it feels like. And you might notice that when you do that, that you naturally slow down a little bit. Just to kind of, you know, notice a little bit more. But it probably won't feel quite as hard. Okay, we're going to be quiet and we're going to have another minute of mindfulness towards the end here, okay?
Okay.
All right, you ready? Okay. You can allow your eyes to close, Jason.
Okay.
And just notice what it feels like to breathe. And if it's helpful, you can use the anchor words, breathing in and breathing out, as you breathe in and out.
No, I can't hear it. This is...
Still focus on your breath and notice what it feels like to breathe. All right, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes, if you haven't already. And we'll see you next time.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
My shoes.